Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah את השמיים ואת הארץ וביום השביעי שבת שבת וינפש. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I the le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, who he be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Eta Haaretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom Mahashavi. And on the seventh day, Ubayom HaShabi'i Shavata Wayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shavat Wayinafash, Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Naf 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 Naf.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'll say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Thank you.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anna Bikoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna Bikoach. Gedulata Yeminaka Tatir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yeminaka Tatir Zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika Zangveid, Zangveid, Zangveid Tahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangveid, Zangveid, Zangveid Tahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one. Awesome one. Na Gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorsheya Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamreim, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamreim, Barkeim, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidik Ateka Tamida Tamleim. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity them, barkein, ahrein, rachemein, tzidk ateka tamida, amen. May your righteousness always reward, them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'e Le'ameka B'nei Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Shau Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Shau Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau Atenu Kavya Ushma Ushma Ushaik Aten Yodea Ta Elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bye. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat
Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lecha dodi, likrati atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lecha dodi likrati atala, bnei shabbati nikavala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pnei shabbati nikavala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat,
the Senbet greet.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
And Cha Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay,
yay. Hey! Send me salam. Shabbat shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Ab wewelid womenfes kedus ahadu amla ze kedamit ye kedamit besenbet ken meskel abra semayin bekoakibit shelleme kohulum yilik zahayin asaye meskel abra semayin bekoakibit on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
drum, ringing out the comments of the people. Come, from the pan the Indian reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
great cause in a dissonant mind. He's the behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You fight with sin and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the im negere Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. A judge away, away. A judge away,
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור, ושימחתני אדוני בפועלך ומעשה ידיך הרנן. מה גדלו מעשיך אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן להישמדם עד עד. ואתה מרום לעולם אדוני. כי הנה אויביך אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, ולותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, וחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Ja, Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Thank Ja, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad de gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. Af tikon tevel baltimot. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولن بك النف زتنا سوست بسنبت كان يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكام عالمن انداتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقا جلو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عن الربو ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ። ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Love. one-on-one. It's a way of strengthening, fear you not. You should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
The Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, Shalom Shabbarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
145.
Mizmor Kuf Memhe Tehilla Le David. David. David.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, O King, O King, O King.
Aromimcha Elohai Hammelech, Hammelech, Hammelech.
And I will bless thy name forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
Va'avaracha shimcha le'olam va'ed.
Every day will I bless thee, bless thee, bless thee.
Bechol yom avarechekka, 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 avarechekka.
And I will praise thy name forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
Va'ahalela shimcha le'olam va'ed. Le'olam va'ed, le'olam va'ed, le'olam va'ed, le'olam va'ed.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever, 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 forever.
Send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Show them right. You got to live a bride.
Psalm 145.
Mizmor kuf mem he tehillah le David.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, O King, O King, O King.
Aro mimcha Elohai hamelech, hamelech, hamelech.
And I will bless thy name forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
Va'avaracha shimcha le'olam va'ed.
Every day will I bless thee, bless thee, bless thee.
Bechol yom avarecheka, avarecheka, avarecheka.
And I will praise thy name forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever, 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 forever and ever.
Left up to the left of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Aba gadaha wazahata yaka lama nasa a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Aba gadaha wazahata yaka lama nasa a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Ta, ta. Ah. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Cha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bein, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau, Ta, Tau, 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 Abagadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saapasa, Karasha, Ta, 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 Ta.
Here,
today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Hey, Kof Mem Hey. Tehillah le David. A praise. Tehillah le David of David. Mizmor kof mim hey kof mim hey. Glory. Esteem glory. Glory to Ha'el. Glory to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Today's daily psalm. Tehillah le David. Iromim meka Elohai ha-meleka. Wa ebarekeka shimka le'olama wa'eda. I will extol the eye. I will big the eye up. I will extol the eye. Iromi meka Elohai Hamelech, my Elohim Elohai Hailiai Hamelech, the King. Wa ebarekeka shimka leolama waeda. And I will bless thy name, the I male name, forever, for Ivan, and Ivan. Wa e barekeka shimka le olam wa ed. Bekol yom e barekeka wa e halela shimka le olama wa ed. Every day will I bless the eye. Bekol yom e barekeka. And I will praise Isis, praise thy name forever and ever, for Ivan, Ivan. Wa ehalela shimka leolama waed. Gadol Yahuwah, ua mehulala meod, we ligadulato eina heker. Great is Jehovah, Gadol Yahuwah, and highly, highly, highly to be praised. Ua mehulala meod, and his greatness is unsearchable. We ligadulato eina heker. Dora le dora ye shabach ma eseka ua geboroteka yagidu. One generation shall Lord shall praise thy works to another. Dor le dora ye shabach yishabach. Praise I the shabach. Dora le dora yishabach ma eseka. One generation shall Lord shall praise Isis thy works to another and declare thy mighty acts. O geburoteka yagidu. Hedara kovoda hodeka. We dibreya nifa leoteka asicha. Thy glorious splendor, the glorious splendor of thy majesty and thy wondrous works will I rehearse. Hidara koboda hodeka, with divre nifleoteka, asicha, we ezuza noro oteka, yomeru, uagedulateka a saperena, a saperena, a saperena, and men. And men shall speak of the might of thy tremendous acts, and I will tell of thy greatness. Wa ezuza noroteka yomeru uagedulateka e saperena. Zeker ravatuveka ya biua withidakateka ye ranenu. They shall utter the fame of thy great goodness, Zeker Rav Tuveka Ya Biuwa, and shall sing of thy righteousness, with Idakateka Ye Ranenu, Hanuna We Rahuma Yahuwa Rekapayim, Ua Gdala Chased, Yahweh Jehovah is gracious and full of compassion, Hanuna we Rahuma Yahuwah, slow to anger, Rekapayim, long nose, slow to anger, long suffering, Rekapayim, and of great mercy, Ua Gdala Chased, O Yahuwah, Lakola we Rahimayo, Al Kola Ma'isayo, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is good to all. Over Yahuwah lakol, and his tender mercies are over all his works. We rachemayo al kola ma'isayo. Yodukai Yahuwah kola ma'iseka, wa chesideka ye barakuka. All thy works shall praise the eye, O Jehovah. Yodukai Yahuwah. Yoduka Yahuwah kola ma'iseka, and thy saints, wa chesideka, and thy saints, thy chesed, wa chesideka, ye barakuka, shall bless thee, I, male. Kovoda malokuteka yomeru, uageburateka yidaveru. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, Kovoda malakuteka yomeru, and talk of thy might, Uageburateka yidaveru. Lehodia, livnei ha'adam, geburotayo, ukovoda hedara malkuto. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, le hodia, livne ha'adam, livne ha'adam, to make known to the sons, the children of Adam, his mighty acts, geburotayo, ukvoda hedara malkuto, and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom, and the glory of the majesty of his government, of his kingdom. Malukuteka, malukuta kola olamim, uamema sheliteka vikola dora wadora. Thy kingdom, thy government is a kingdom, a government for all ages. Malukuteka, malukuta kola olamim, and thy dominion, uamema sheliteka, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Ua mema sheliteka v'kola dor wador. Somek Yahuwah l'kola ha'noflim, v'zokefa l'kola ha'kafufim. Yahweh Jehovah, he who be, who he be, upholdeth all that fall. Somek Yahuwah l'kola ha'noflim, and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. Ve'zokefa l'kola ha'kefufim. Aineya kola eleka yesaveru. Ve'ata notena lahem eta akalama be'ito. The eyes of all, wait for the eye. Aynei kol leka yisaveru, yisaveru.
and thou, the eye, givest them their food in due season. Ve'ata notena lahem et ha'kalam b'ito. Poteach et yadika ua masabia likol chai ratzon. Thou, the eye, openest thy hand. Poteach, poteach et yadika, the eye openest thy hand. Poteach et yadika, and satisfiest ua masabia, and satisfies every living thing with favor. Ua masabia likol chai ratzon. Sadiki yawa bikola derakayo. We hasida bikola ma isayo. Jehovah, he who be who he be, is righteous. Sadiq yawa to in all his ways. Jehovah, yawa, he who be who he be, is righteous in all his ways. Sadiq yawa bikola derakayo. And gracious in all his walks, in all his works. We chasid, bikola ma'isayo, karoba yawa, likola korayo, likola shara yikarauhuwa be'emet. Jehovah, he who be who he be, is nigh, is near to all them that call upon him. Yawa, Jehovah is near, karohi yawa, likola korayo, to all that call upon him in truth. Lekol asher yikarauhu be'emet. Ritzon ye reayo ya'ise ve'eta shawa atama yishma'a ve'yoshi'aim. He will fulfill the desire. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear, that reverence him. Ritzona yereayo ayaise. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Ve'eta shau atama ishma'a ve'yoshi'aim. Ve'yoshi'aim. And will save them. Shomeri yawa et kola ohebayo ve'et kola hara sha'im yashmi. Harishaim Yashmid. Jehovah, he who be who he be, preserveth all them that love him. He preserveth, he guardeth, protecteth, preserveth. Shomer Yahweh etakola ohibayo. But all the wicked, the ratchet, will he destroy, will he downstroy. We eight kola harishaim Yashmid. Tehilati Yahuwah ye daverpi. We abare kola basar shem karisho le olam wa'ed. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be. Tehilata Yahuwah yedaber pi. And may all flesh bless his holy, his set apart, his Isla name forever, for ever. And Iva, we vare kakola basar shem karisho le olam waed, 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 olam waed.
מזמור קמ"ה תהילה לדוד. ארוממך אלוהי המלך, ואברכך שמך לעולם ועד. בכל יום אברכך, ואהללה שמך לעולם ועד. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, ולגדולתו אין חקר. דור לדור ישבח מעשיך, וגבורותיך יגידו. הדר כבוד הודך, ודברי נפלאותיך אשיך. ועזוז נוראותיך יאמרו, וגדולתך אספרנה. זכר רב טובך
יביעו וצדקתך ירננו. חנון ורחום אדוני, ערך אפיים וגדול חסד. טוב אדוני לכל ורחמיו על כל מעשיו. יודוך אדוני כל מעשיך וחסידיך יברכוך. כבוד מלכותך יאמרו וגבורתך ידברו. להודיע לבני האדם גבורותיו וכבוד הדר מלכותו. מלכותך מלכות כל עולמים וממשלתך בכל דור ודור. סומך אדוני לכל הנופלים וזוקף לכל הכפותים. עיני כל אליך יסברו ואתה נותן להם את אוכלם בעיתו. פותח את ידיך ומשביע לכל חי רצון. צדיק אדוני בכל דרכיו וחסיד בכל מעשיו. קרוב אדוני לכל קוראיו, לכל אשר יקראוהו באמת. רצון יראיו יעשה ואת שבעתם ישמע ויושיעם. שומר אדוני את כל אוהביו ואת כל הרשעים ישמיד. תהילת אדוני ידבר פי ויברך כל בשר שם קודשו לעולם ועולם לעולם.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray.
Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey yeah, I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Can't see another day. Thank you for the obstacles they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent they give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw upon my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey yeah, I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Judge your love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey yeah, I should stumble and fall. Make me wiser than the man I already am. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles, you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent for you give me stuff for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing of your trope and my jaw. Jaja, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to access that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. On my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, yeah, and in life, on my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Yeah.
Shema Yisrael. Shema, Shema, Stefari. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Hey, Kof Mem Hey. Psalm 145. Psalm 145. Tehillah le David. Eromi meka Elohai Hamelech. Wa ebarekeka shimka le olam waed. A praise, a psalm of praise of David. Tehillah le David. I will extol thee, I, my God, O King. Eromim meka Elohai Hamelech. I will big the eye up. Eromim meka Elohai Hailei Hamelech, the King. And I will bless thy name forever, for ever and ever. Wa ebarekeka shimka le'olam wa'ed. Opening verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Hey, Psalm 145. And hear, a midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malkiah Tzedek. Tehillah le David. Eromi mika yelha yahameleke. Ebarekeka shimka le'olam wa'ed. A psalm of praise of Isaac of David. I will extol the eye, I will big the eye up. Elohai, Hailei, Hamelech, the King. And I will bless thy name forever, for ever and ever. Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah said in Isaiah 25 and 1, Yahweh, Jehovah, thou art, the I art, the I male art, Elohai, Hailei, my Elohim. And I will exalt thee, I will big the eye up. I will praise Isaiah's thy, the I, male, name. By this he meant, not without cause do I speak thus, like this, in praise, in Isaiah's of the I. Thou, the I, hast done wonderful, wonderful things. And what wonderful things has he done? Those spoken of in the preceding chapter, in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 24, verses 21 to 23, where it reads, And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Jehovah will punish the hosts of the high heaven on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the dungeon, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be punished. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed. For Yahweh Tzebaot, Jehovah of hosts, he who be of armies, will reign in Mount Zion, and in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. And before his elders shall be glory. In that day, according to Isaiah 25 and 1, I will exalt the eye, I will big the eye up. I will praise thy name, thy male name, for thou, the I, has done wonderful things. The wonderful things that thou, the I, has done for us, for I and I. Likewise, David said, I will exalt the I, my God, my true good. Eromi meka, Elohai, Hailei. I will big the I up, Elohai. Not without cause, but for the promise, the yea and amen, thou, the I, didst make I and I. In the preceding psalm, as in the preceding Mizmor, Psalm 144 and 12, Hebraically speaking, that our sons, like young plants, will be well grown. That our sons, like young plants, will be well grown. Asher Rabbanenu, Kia Nitiim, we whose sons are as plants grown up in their youth. Asher banenu ki yanitim. That is, they will stand as straight as cedars. Of that it is said, the trees of Yahweh of Adonai are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon that he hath planted, even in Psalm 104, verse 16. Hence, here it is said that our sons be like young plants. Like young plants, will be well grown. Asher banenu ki yanitim. They will grow as steadily as cedars. And in Psalm 144, verse 12, and that our daughters may be as the polished
corners of the temple, and that I and I daughters may be as the polished corners of the temple. Asher vanenu ki anitayi megudalei biya neu rehem de notenu k za wiyot k za zawiyot me hut avot habanit hekal habanit hekal, that our daughters be notenu k za wiyot me hut avot habanit hekal, whose daughters are as corner pillars carved after the fashion of a palace, that our sons like young plants will be well grown. Asher banenu ke nitaim me gudaleim biya neurehem, and that I and I daughters may be as the polished corners of the temple. Be notenu ke zawiyota mechut avota habnita hekal. In that day, will our daughters, Ayawatas, need to adorn themselves? Will they not gleam as if polished by pumice? And will they not be as ruddy as the blood upon the corners of Hamizbeach, the corners of the altar? Hence here it is said that our daughters, Ayawatas, may be as the polished corners of the temple. Bin noteinu ka zawiyota mechut avota habnita hekal. Before, we are taught that the height of men will equal the height of cedars. And whereby shall they be fed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, tells I and I, out of such a full garner, as is spoken of in the verse in Psalm 144, verse 13, that reads, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our garners, I and I garners, may be full, affording all manner of store. Me zawinu, me elim, me fikim, mizan. That I and I garners may be full, affording all manner of store. Me zawinu, me leim, me fikim, mi zana el zan. And in another verse in Vayikra, Leviticus 26 and 10, it reads, ye all shall eat old store long kept. Ye shall eat old store long kept. In Psalm 144, verse 13, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in Ainai field. Tz'onenu ma'elifot merubavota mechutzoteinu. Impossible for them to do so now. For scripture says in 1 Samuel 17:34, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And thus and like this, the flocks cannot increase. But one day, according to Isaiah 65 and 25, where it reads, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Hence, here it is said that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. Sonenu ma'elifot. Ma'elifota merubavota bechutzoteinu. Another comment. Who are the sheep? Who are tz'onen, the tz'on? Who are the sheep? Yisrael. Who are his sheeple? Who are the sheep? Yisrael. To whom it was said in Ezekiel 34:31, and ye and y'all my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men, and I am your Elohim, true God. Hence, here it is said, Sonenu ma elifiota meruvavota beachutzoteinu. Here it is said that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our field. And the next verse, Psalm 144:14, that there be no decay, no decay, no leading into captivity, no outcrying in ionized streets, that there be no decay, no leading into captivity, and no outcrying in our streets. For he that causes the cry of mourning in the streets and causes tears to be shed is the angel of death, the destroyer. But one day there will be no outcry in the streets. Then, according to Zechariah 8 and 4, again will old men and old women sit in the broad places of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, every man with his staff in his hand for very age. Hence it is also said in the next verse of Psalm 144, no outcry in our streets, and in the next verse of Zechariah 8 and 5, the broad places of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the broad places thereof. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, will bring about all these things for Yisrael, for Israel. Therefore, in the 15th verse, Hebraically speaking of Psalm 144, what does it say? It says, happy is the people that is in such a case. Happy is the people that is in such a case. Ashrei ha'am shekaka lau. Ashrei ha'am shekaka lau. Happy ashrei is ha'am. Is the arm, is the people. Shekaka lau. That is in such a case. And when thou will bring about, and when thou will bring about all these things for us, for I and I, we shall praise Isis and extol and big the eye up for all the wonders. The I thou dost for us, for I and I, and has done for us, for I and I. Thus, hear, even the opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Hei Tehila Le David, Eromi Mika Elohai Hameleka, Wa Ebarekeka Shimka Le Olama Waed. I will extol, I will big the eye up, my God, O King. Romi Mekai Lohai Hamelek, and I will bless thy name, the I male name, forever, for ever and ever. Wa ibarekeka shimka leolama waed. Of yore, Yisrael extolled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saying, Yo, Jehovah, thy hand was lifted up, even as they extolled, they bigged him up. They bigged him up at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Et Rabah here, the Eritrean Sea, saying, sing, sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea in Shemot, in Exodus 15 and 1. So will they extol, big him up again. So will they big him up again, saying, even in the words of Psalm 99 and 5, extol y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, I and I true good, I and I true God. Hence, here, it is said, even in the opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Hei, Psalm 145, I will extol the eye, Eromim Meka, Eromim Ka, I will big the eye up, Eromim Mekai, Elohai HaMelech. I will extol the eye, Elohai, highly I, my true good, my true God, HaMelech, the King. One day, it will not be as it is today, when, if He does wonders for Yisrael, for Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Prince of, with El, true good, true God, they sing His praise, His eyes. But if He does not, they do not sing His praise, Tehilato. In the Aita Haba, in the time that I were to come, Yisrael will never cease, never stop, never cease singing, but will ceaselessly sing praises, Isis, and Berkot, and blessings, Baraka, as it is said, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Why barekeka shimka le'olama wa'ed. We, I and I, shall have no vocation, no occupation, no vocation other than Berkot, other than Baraka, other than blessing. The eye, with new berkot, with new baraka, with new blessing. So scripture says, even in Psalm 68, verse 20, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us, loadeth I and I with benefits, even the God, the true good of our, of I and I salvation. Baruch Adonai, Yom Yom, Ya'emas Lanu, Ha'el, Yeshu'atenu, Selah. Blessed be Adonai, Adonai, Baruch Adonai, Baruch Adonai, Yom Yom, Ya'emas Lanu. Blessed be Adonai, day by day, he beareth I and I burden, who daily loadeth I and I with benefits. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Yeshu'atenu, who is I and I salvation, Selah, pause. Psalm 68, verse 20. Baruch Adonai, Yom Yom, Ya'emas Lanu, Ha'el, Yeshu'atenu, Selah. The events of the past, just narrated, teach a lesson for the present and the future. He beareth our burden. Literally, he carrieth for I and I. He carrieth for I and I. They are carried by Ha'el. Even Ha'el Yeshuatenu. Ha'el, Ha'el Yeshuatenu. El, the true good, the true God, who is I and I, Yeshua, I and I salvation. Ha'el Yeshuatenu. Selah.
I lift up, cause he made me strong.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this portion. In this Torah portion, we have a few outline themes just to remind the Chabarim. Some specific topics, subject matters addressed in this sabbatical study, this Torah portion. They include the treatment of females captured in war, the rights of the firstborn, the case of a rebellious son, and many other subjects concerning Jah law and Judaic law, line of the tribe of Judah, Ayinai law, general outline in this Torah portion, which has no less than 74 of the 613 commandments are found in this Parshat Ki Teitzeh, the most of all of the Torah portions, covering a wide assortment of rules, regulations concerning ethical warfare, family life, burial of the deceased, property laws, the humane treatment of animals, fear and proper labor practices, work and work-related labor practices, and proper economic transactions for the people, for Jah people living in the promised land, and living in that promised land, that promised state of mind, that land. So we have the beautiful captive, as we mentioned already, the Eshet, the Ishet, the Eshet Yifat To'ar, the woman of a beautiful form, or the beautiful captive. That's one of the first items here in Parashat Ki Teitzeh. We have the inheritance rights of the Bekor, the firstborn. We have the Bein Sorer Ra'u Moreh, and we have the stubborn and rebellious son who does not heed his father or his mother, and who does not obey them even after they discipline him, is to be stoned to death. A stubborn and rebellious son. It's interesting that Hobama, you can check the clip out there, it's out there, where Hobama, he mocks this, he's like, oh, which one of these laws should, you know, like America, blah 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 blah, right? And he went to this one, the stubborn and rebellious son. It's interesting that he went to that one, the Bein Sorer U Moreh, the son, the bane, sorer, stubborn, U Moreh, and rebellious and bitter. Then we have the fourth item, right, the fourth subject matter here in this Torah portion, reading and feeding. A man hanged on a tree is cursed. Upon the tree, all eights. Man hanged on a tree. Now, this one, we'd like to zoom in on this one right here and take this as a particular object lesson from this Torah portion. You know, amongst others, a man hanged on a tree, because as we sing and say, I and I never forget, no way, they crucified Jesus Christ. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. Study this right here. The man hanged on the tree in the Torah. Because this is so important to understanding and getting a basic ground zero understanding of the significance. See, the law of Moshe, it allowed that someone who was to be executed could be hung or impaled and exposed all eights on a tree. Perhaps it's based on the precedent set earlier in the desert. We have Numbers chapter 25 and 4 as an interesting point of reference, because that precedent we get hanging on a tree, right? That someone who was to be executed, who was to be put to death, could be hung, or they could be impaled and exposed all eights on a tree. The precedent that we point to is in Numbers chapter 25, verse 4. Now, according to the Talmud, according to Nezakim, Sanhedrin 6, 4, and 3, the Great Sanhedrin, there's what's known as the Great Sanhedrin, right? The Sanhedrin Gadola, right? It decided that a man, quote, a man must be hanged with his face toward the spectators upon a wooden stake, with his arm slung over a horizontal beam. In fact, when we say that Yeshua Adonainu carried the cross, we're speaking about that horizontal beam. That's the cross. And that was placed to the tree, right? That tree at Golgotha, This is where you see in some places say that he was hung on the cross, and other places might mention that he was hung on a tree. So the tree and the cross, some would say, oh, this is too, these are too different. They're not putting it together. See, the cross itself, it's not like the pictures, so many pictures where they show a kind of a likeness to teach, like as a children's kind of drawing or cartoon. You know, the iconography you've seen somewhere shows Christ carrying a cross. And usually they show him carrying a cross that looks like an X. But in truth, the cross that he carried was that horizontal beam. Now, pointing to the Talmud and some of the ancient Judaic teachings, it said that a man must be hanged with his face toward the spectators upon a wooden stake with his arms slung over a horizontal beam. It should be noted that while this is technically not the same thing as the gruesome practice, this was a practice of the Roman Empire, of the Romans, crucifixion. The reasoning based on this verse was apparently used to justify the execution of Adonai, the execution of Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth. We have this in Mark chapter 15, verses 9 to 15, and John chapter 19, verses 5 to 7, and verse 15. The exposed body was required, according to what we have here in this parasha, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the exposed body was required to be buried before sundown and to keep the land. This is to keep the land. Why? So, yes, one can be hung, but why was the exposed body required to be buried before sundown? It was to keep the land from being defiled. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. Besides the shame and the degradation, right, the humiliation of this particular manner of death, a man hanged on a tree, the one so executed would be unable to fall to their knees. They would be unable, in this sort of position, they would not be able to fall to their knees. They would not be able, as a final act of repentance, as a final act of teshuva, of metanoia, of repentance, having a change of mind before Elohim, they would not be able to fall to their knees, thereby implying that they were under the irrevocable curse, of Ha'Elohim, that they were under the irrevocable curse of the good, the curse of the true good. See, this is the idea of a man hanged on a tree is curse, because in such a position, hanging on a tree, in such a position of execution, one would seek to, but would not be able to, assume a position of repentance, and that would be falling to one's knees. See, going to one's knees, also kneeling, right, is symbolized and is an act towards Elohim, the source of repentance, of teshuvah, of return. And we touched on that in the Ministry Monday in this 2018 season. Please check out the Ministry Monday from August 20th. What is prayer? Relationship to worship. And the daily psalm, Psalm 5, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, very, very significant, as these aspects need to be better understood. You know, when they say they're not going to pledge allegiance, but they're going to kneel to show some sort of opposition. That is not what kneeling means. You have to really study to show yourself approved. So here, that man that was hung on a tree is cursed, especially because he would not be able to fall to his knees, even as a final act of teshuvah. Not even in a final act of teshuvah would he be able to fall to his knees, lifnei Elohim. Thereby, this would imply, and this is, right, that they are under an irrevocable curse of Elohim. Now, in this connection, we should note that Adonainu, right, Robeinu, Yeshua, HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, he was falsely charged with blasphemy before the corrupt Sanhedrin. We could say this is what says the courts of justice. So this is what the connection, even the Sanhedrin, should be noted in connection with the system of justice that is outlined in these Torah portions, especially from the previous Shofetim, the 48th, and here at the 49th, Ki Teitzeh. So Yeshua, he was falsely accused of blasphemy before the corrupt Sanhedrin of his day. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 65. Matthew, chapter 26, verse 65. Mark, chapter 14, verse 64, and John chapter 10, verse 33. An offense that was punishable according to Leviticus, according to the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 11 to 16. Blasphemy was an offense, a crime, that was punishable by stoning. However, since the Imperial Roman government, then, at that time, during the time of the first advent of HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, the Imperial Roman government then exercised legal hegemony over the region that ones might call Palestine or land of Canaan, over Judea. They exercised legal hegemony over the region of Judea, so-called Palestine and so forth and so on. All capital cases, that means all cases whose verdict and punishment would require death, they were required to be submitted to the Roman proconsul. Why? For adjudication. For adjudication. And therefore, we understand why the Judaic court, right, it remanded. This is the reason why when you're reading the gospel concerning the cloak and dagger and the barbed wire kind of trial, the mistrial of Adonai, the mistrial of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, you'll see how the Yehudi, the Jewish court, the Sanhedrin, they remanded Adonai. They remanded him, and they brought him to be interrogated now by Pontius Pilate. This is the reason for that. You know, ones they might know about or have heard about it within the, you know, the telling of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christ. But then you have to ask, well, why? Why was all this back and forth going on? So when we get the full of the history, putting into context, it's very interesting because it also shows us light even on our days and times, so we don't be caught lacking or be dumb, deaf, or blind. Now, because Roman law was indifferent, you see, the Roman law, it was different or indifferent. Right? It was indifferent to cases that concern Yehudi religious practices. So the Roman law was indifferent to that. Right? In other words, a charge of blasphemy, that did not mean too much, right, to the Roman proconsul. That did not mean anything. Right? Roman law was indifferent to that. However, the priests further slandered and lied. Right? These liars, because they slandered Adonai, they slandered Yeshua. Right, by illegitimately switching the original charge of blasphemy. Did you pick up on that? Did you pick up on that, how they switched the charge? It's like halfway in the case when they recognize that, oh, well, Rome, you know, that's when Pontius Pilate said, why are you bringing this up before me? Like a charge of blasphemy, am I a Jew? And they recognize, oh, man, we ain't going to get a favorable verdict, the liars, right? And they were the blasphemers, the Sanhedrin and these Yehudi or Jewish, these leaders, these religious leaders, right? Like the Negro black religious leaders. Not all, but by and large, just like these, the so-called Jews, the Sanhedrin, right? So they switched, right? They switched the original charge of blasphemy to that of sedition, sedition against Rome. Isn't that interesting? They charged Yeshua with blasphemy against Ha-Elohim, when they recognized that Rome was indifferent to that. That didn't make, they shrugged their shoulders at that. Even Pontius Pilate says, why you bring this from, am I a Jew? Pontius Pilate asked him. Then they switched the original charge, right, from blasphemy now to sedition against Rome. The Sanhedrin, speaking about the Sanhedrin, the Jewish religious leaders, like the Negro, the religious leaders, just keep that in mind. The religious leaders undoubtedly, right, they rationalized this duplicity, because HaTorah allowed for an offender to be impaled or hung on a tree. Numbers chapter 25, verse 4. And since they were unable to carry out this judgment, you see what I'm saying? The Sanhedrin, the Jews, speaking of the Jewish religious leaders, right? They were not able to carry this out. They couldn't even carry that out. They couldn't carry out that. Right? Why couldn't they carry it out? They weren't able to carry out this judgment because of the Roman rules. See, Roman rule in that area meant that they needed Pilate. They needed Pontius Pilate to condemn him to death by crucifixion. They needed the Romans to sign off. They needed Rome to sign off on the crucifixion of the Messiah, the crucifixion of Yeshua, show their weakness, their duplicity, their lying, their corruptness. All right, we have Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, verse 31, Mark, chapter 15, verses 13, right, verses 13 and forward from there, I think 13 and 14, Luke, chapter 23, verse 21, and we have John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 6 and verse 15. So we have witness in all four, right, of the Gospels, the pillars of the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, note that the crucifixion is mentioned elsewhere. It's also mentioned elsewhere in the Talmud, right, in the ancient Judaic teaching in Nashim, right, in Yevamot 120b, regarding whether a widow can remarry if her husband had been crucified. It's interesting, ain't it? See, in the ancient Judaic teaching that collectively are called Talmud, there's different Talmuds. There's a Jerusalem, there's a Babylonian, we have our Ethiopic. But here in the ancient Talmud, there was a case of where mention of crucifixion, where crucifixion is mentioned. And this is the case of a widow, right? Whether a widow can remarry if her husband had been crucified, as well as by the Jewish historian Josephus. So someone would say, oh, there's no mention of it. They're just pointing out some of the evidence right here. Now, the Talmud, the ancient Judaic teaching, it furthermore alludes, it makes allusion, alludes to the death of Yeshua, right? The death of Adonenu, Robenu, right? Where Yeshua is said to have been crucified on the eve of Passover. So we have witness of the crucifixion of Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach, even in the Talmud, the ancient Judaic teaching, in Nezakin, Sanhedrin 43a, the death of Yeshua is alluded to, where Yeshua is said to have been crucified on the eve of Pesach. This is very interesting, the eve of Pesach. Now, the apostles of Adonai, the apostles of I, Lord, the apostles of Yeshua, they understood the connection between this provision in HaTorah and the salvation of the Yahweh, the salvation of Hashem, as a way of explaining how is it that the substitutionary death of Adonai, of Yeshua, is satisfied Hashem's wrath. How did it satisfy Elohim's wrath for sin, for lack, for being caught lacking on our behalf? There was no way to impute sin, impute lack, uckery, without also imputing its penalty. If one imputes, inputs sin, right? There's no way to input sin, chatiyat, lack, without imputing its penalty. Therefore, the Apostle Paul, he wrote, he said, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. He redeemed us from the ilelet, right? The killet HaTorah, right? The curse of the law, by becoming a kelala, becoming a kelala. He became a curse for us, lanu, for us. As it is written, ki katok, right? As it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. We have this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. So the apostle Petros, Kepha or Peter, Petros, he also had this in mind. When he wrote, right, and it's written concerning what he testified, that the Elohim of our fathers, our patriarchs, raised Jesus, if you please, whom y'all killed by hanging him on a tree. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 30, also compares with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 39 to 40. And, quote, he himself bore our sin, our chatiyat, I lack, I ukri, in his body, on the tree, that we might die to chatiyat. You might die to lacking. You might die to ukri and live to righteousness. Live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And of course, the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, Esaias, he foretold the sacrifice, the zebach of Moshiach as the suffering servant, oh, so many centuries before the advent and the birth of Adonainu Yeshua, before the birth of Yeshua HaNotri. And we have Isaiah 53:5. Vehu, Wehu, Mecholal, Wehu, Mecholal, Mipashayenu. But he was pierced for our transgression. Meduka, me awonotenu, awonotenu. He was crushed for our iniquities. Musa shilomenu, the correction of our peace. Alayo, alayo. Musa shilomenu, alayo. The correction, the discipline, the musa, the chastisement, the musa. The musa shilomenu, alayo. Musa shilomenu alayo, the correction, discipline, chastisement of shilomenu, shilomenu, of our shalom, of our peace, alayo, was upon him. Ubecheburato, nirpa lanu, and by his wound, ubeche burato, by his wound, nirpa lanu, we are healed. For he that hangeth on a tree, as it been, for he that hangeth on a tree, he that is hanged is cursed of Elohim. It is written, Ki, Kilat, Kilat Elohim, Taloi, Taloi, Taloi. For he that is hanged on is accursed of Elohim. He that is lynched. Why do you think they lynched the once lost, now found? Because they know it is written that he that is hanged, that is lynched, is accursed of Elohim. Ki, Kilat Elohim, Taloi, Taloi. Fifth item in this Torah portion, we have miscellaneous instructions. We find this in Deuteronomy 22, verses 1 to 12. Right? Chapter 22, verses 1 to 12. One should return all lost articles to their rightful owners, thus loving your neighbor. This is how we love our neighbor. See, a lot of people like to be abstract when you talk about love one another and love your neighbor. But there's some simple basic ways. One should return all lost articles to their rightful owners. In this way, we love our neighbor as ourselves. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 18, right, as well as verse 34. To promote safety and security, one should build a railing around his roof, a railing. In other words, shouldn't have any roof where somebody can fall off. There should be a railing around one's roof. There's also the matter of the she'atnets. Nays, sha'atnays, sha'atnays. What's a sha'atnays? The sha'atnays is any fabric made of wool mixed with linen. Wool mixed with linen, and is prohibited to be worn. A Yehudi should also wear tzitzis, right? The fringes, the tzitzis, on the four corners of his garments to remember Jaloh HaTorah. And when you look upon them, you will remember, call to mind. Sixth item, laws regarding sexual immorality. In Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 13 to 20, a man who falsely accuses his bride of being unfaithful to him before their marriage, if there's a man who accuses his bride, his to-be, his betrothed, of being unfaithful to him before their marriage, he is to receive lashes and a fine. If the charges prove correct, however, see, if he's wrong, then he gets lashes and a fine. Now, if the charges prove correct, however, the wife, the Isha, is to be stoned. If a woman commits adultery, both she and the man involved are to be killed. And then here's the other half of the story concerning the woman caught in adultery before Yeshua HaNotri, when they had brought that woman taken in adultery before Yeshua, you know. And this is the reason why he said, well, he was out stone. See, he already knew that this is not a proper case. You just don't have the woman who committed adultery, but you have to have she and the man that was involved. They were to be killed. That's why he said. He said, he who was without sin cast the first stone, because they had guiltiness resting upon them conscience, and they could not do. When he looked up, he says, you know, he says, where's your accuser? He said, there are none. Also, fornicators should be stoned to death, though victims of sexual assault. See, we have to distinguish. There's a discernment. There's a way to diligently investigate. Fornicators, illicit sexual activity, like so-called, they call it free sex, or like fornicators. Fornicators should be stoned to death, though the victims of sexual assault. But the victims of sexual assault are to be spared. This is thousands of years. They still are trying to get some of this on the books today. Right? But victims of sexual assault are to be spared, while the perpetrator should be killed. This is the principle that John brings out, that the victims, even if they're victims of sexual assault, so on and so on, we have to distinguish when we're looking at folks in the world, the flesh and the system, we have to use discernment. So it says, diligently, right? Inquire diligently. Right? One should not marry his father's ishto, his father's wife. One should not marry. We also have a New Testament Brit Chadasha example of that. And even there, that's a good case in point. We're talking about, I think it was in Corinthians, in Corinth, but in the book of Corinthians, speaking about he who has married his father's wife. All right? How that church, or that congregation, was lacking in their response to this awkwardry that occurred in their midst, and how Hawari Apollo, so the Apostle Paul, how he wrote to them, how he spoke to them, how they should feel ashamed for that, and here's how they should deal with that. And it's interesting because he's dealing with that in the New Testament sense of the church in Corinthians, right, was and is based on the principle we have here in this Torah portion, right, to show that the Messiah said that he didn't come to do away with it, he came to perfect it, he came to fulfill it. Right, in the sense of perfect it, so one can see it in a new and a living way. The seventh item, those excluded from the assembly. There were some who were to be excluded from the assembly. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 to 7. In other words, summary, neither Ammonites nor Moabites were allowed to join the assembly of the Yahweh, of he who be, who he be. Neither Ammonites nor Moabites. In fact, Edomite might, an Egyptian even might, be able to be in the assembly of Jah people, but not, according to the Torah teaching and instruction here, no Ammonite nor Moabite. And when we say the Ammonite, Moabite, we mainly are speaking of no Ammonite man and no Moabite man. But an Edomite or Egyptian, male or female, right, if they are proper, they can be a member of the assembly. They can, but not an Ammonite or not a Moabite male. Then there are various laws in Deuteronomy 23:8-25:16. So from Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 8, moving forward to Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 16. Moshe, he gave a number of additional laws, regulation, and rules that are to be observed as part of the new Jah people, Judaic society, new Israelite society, the society of his majesty. They include rules about maintaining the purity of the camp, the purity of the community, the purity of the camp, prohibitions about returning an escaped slave, the duty to pay a worker on time, the proper treatment of a debtor, and the prohibition against charging interest on a loan. The laws of divorce, the penalty of 39 lashes for transgression of a Torah prohibition, and the procedures for yibum. Yibum, what is a yibum? Yibum is the Levirate marriage of the wife of a deceased childless brother. The degrading chalitza. Right? There's a chalitza. What is the chalitza? The chalitza ceremony, or what's known as the removing of the shoe. The removing of the shoe. It's explained for the case of a brother-in-law who is unwilling to marry the Isha, the wife of his deceased brother, to raise up seed to the name of that deceased brother. The ninth matter is remembering Amalek. Alright, remembering Amalek. The ninth item in ki, te, say, when thou goest forth, when you go out. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 to 19, the Parashat Torah portion here, it ends with the people, Jah people, being instructed to remember the deeds of Amalek. Remember the deeds of Amalek, who attacked the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, really attacked the woman and the children. That's what they attacked. Sounds familiar? They attacked the woman and the children, attacked the Judahite, the Israelite, when they were weak. When they were weak, when they were vulnerable, took advantage of I vulnerability. They are told that they must, quote, blot out. What are we told? Blot out the remembrance of Amalek from the earth, end quote. To this day, a scribe, will test his quill. In other words, when a scribe to this day, a sofer seeks to test, like, you know, like you want to test whether your pen is writing well, right, or your quill with a sofer, he would test his quill by writing the word Amalek. Amalek. He'll write the word Amalek, and then he'll cross out the word with one bold stroke, and then vigorously scraping both the stroke and the offending name from the parchment. All right, so those using the parchment do that and then just scrape it out. This is a kind of a way as well of blotting out the name of Amalek. The name Amalek. What about the name Amalek? What is in the name Amalek? The perpetual enemy of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, is called Amalek. Amalek. A name that begins with Ayin, with the Ayin, with the I, the Ayin. Right, symbolizing the eye, the oin, Amalek, Amalek, whose value in gematria is 240. The same value for safek, and that's the Hebrew word for doubt. So the name Amalek is of the same value as safek, right? And safek is the Hebraic word for doubt. Amalek, therefore, it suggests the eye, the Ayin, first letter in Amalek, the eye of Safek, the eye of doubt, and even the severed eye, this idea of the severed eye, because Malak means to chop or to sever, to sever in reference to the Ayin, in reference to the eye. The Ayin of Ayin, the eye of Ayin. So lack of admittance, lack of the true yea and the amen, or that unbelief, right? That lack of the being in the liberty, that unbelief is a spiritual blindness. Unbelief in Jah truth is a spiritual blindness that makes it impossible to see the path of baraka, the path of blessing, the path of good, right? Unlike the doubtful Amalek, we are to walk in emunah, emnet, right? That subjective faith with the Ayin HaTovah, the eye of good, the good eye, the good eye of trust, the good eye of truth. And we must be unflinching in our devotion. And I livication to the truth, to Jah truth. Yes, I, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Take a selah. Take a selah.
Father, and son. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, gramawi rasatar madani alam, tina isteling the coast and the gast. Sai kyuga.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes.
of eyes, looking hard, but won't realize that they will never see, never see the.
Last year, imagine, long time in Jamaica, man, I look it. Yes, me have to go, I'm sorry, me go make it. But I'm bang, long time in Jamaica, man, I look it. Lord, me have to go, I'm sorry, me go make it. But I'm bang, wash me go, I can't go mash it. Cough me go, America, go park it. But I'm bang, rum me go, England, me go ram it. Come in, say jam me go, I Trinidad, go jam it. I'm talking about three blind mice, badang bang, see how they run. I say they all went up to the carpenter's wife, back off on it with a shoemaker knife. My ball I never see, just sing in my life about three ragamuffin mice. Oh, Lord of mercy, the one with a 16, I cut last on a knife. They planning to kill the carpenter twice. It was 12 o'clock, Lord about midnight. Them cut the telephone wire, then them lock off the lines. They speaking so privately from the carpenter's wife. And cut off her neck with a shoemaker knife.
Way that white Christianity has really created kind of moral blinders. For white Christians, and really I think inhibits their ability and their willingness, both. I think it's a matter of will and kind of moral vision here, to even see these as significant problems that ought to be of concern.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we're talking about white American Christianity.
Yeah, to be of concern.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we're talking about white American Christianity.
Significant problems that ought to be of concern.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we're talking about white American Christianity.
Yeah,
to
be of concern.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we're talking about white American Christianity.
Yeah.
Do you think those blinders are thrown up by some measure as a result of a reliance or a romanticization on like rugged individualism, you know, a romanticization on a reliance or romanticization on like rugged individualism, you know, those kind of the pillars of conservative thought. What is it that you think is the catalyst there?
Well, you know, I think it goes back further than that. I mean, the Christianity that was brought, you know, to these shores, from Western Europe and Northern Europe, was already heavily structured, you know, by commitments to white supremacy. So you can go back even before the Protestant Catholic split, you know, way back into the 1400s. There's this thing called the Doctrine of Discovery, 1493, where the Pope, you know, issues an edict that says, look, if a Christian explorer encounters lands that are occupied by people who are not professing Christians, they're free for the taking, right? And the way this played out is it played out predominantly against black and brown people in the world, in the global South and Africa and other places. And it was white supremacists from the beginning. And so that's the faith that it got brought to these shores, and it justified the wholesale removal and genocide of indigenous people here, Native Americans here, and it struck that foundation was already there to support the slave trade and the development of the particular brand of American chattel slavery that developed here. That worldview, and what I mean to your point earlier about not just being complicit, but actually being the primary moral justification, providing that structure to justify this hierarchical worldview where whites were sort of divinely intended to be at the top of the political, social, economic pyramid, and everyone else, you know, is there to be in many ways of service and to be quote unquote civilized, you know, by whites who are clearly the superior race. I mean, this worldview was predominantly justified by Christianity and provided the strongest the strongest of all kind of moral justifications that you can provide, and that is that it was handed down by the creator of the universe.
Well, I mean, Ephesians, slaves, obey your masters. It's an edict in the Word of God. So it's slaves, obey your masters. It's an edict in the Word of God. So it's slaves, obey your masters. It's an edict in the Word of God. So it's...
Dolemore is a liar. Although this program right here is a very, very good, interesting interview with Robert P. Jones, author of White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity. Dolemore's a liar concerning that particular verse right here. It's not in Ephesians. And it doesn't even say slaves. This is the key. This is why reading is fundamental and reading comprehension is fundamental. It says in Colossians 3:22, servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Now, the point is that he's a liar. You know, this is an edict in the Word of God. It's not in Ephesians. It doesn't say slaves. See, this is how they said that the curse of Ham, but yet you look in the Bible, it's Canaan, QAnon, Canaan.
QAnon, yeah. That's NIV. It's in the NIV. But check this out right here, about to ride up right here.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
First words, Hebrew Torah, first words. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Hebrew Torah, first words for this 49th weekly Torah portion of reading and feeding and I and Rastafari sabbatical studies for this sabbatical strong. Ki Tetz Eya. Hebrew first words, you pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 21 from verse 10. First words, Hebrew Torah, first words. Ki Tetz Eya la milchama al obeka. Una tano Yahuwah Loheka Bi Yadeka. we shabita shiba yo. When thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies, and the Yahweh thy Elohim, Eloheka, deliverest them into thine hands, and thou, the I, carriest them away captive. Hebrew Torah, first words for this 49th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, I and I. Manna, angel's bread for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this sabbatical strong. Ki tetsa, ki tetsa, ki tetsa. La milhama al hobeka una kano Yahuwah Eloheka bi yadeka we shabita shibuyo. When thou goest forth, ki tesa, when thou goest forth to battle, ki tesa la milhama. Hebrew Torah first words, ki
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house.
DJ Rescue, I saw your body.
Fortune and my fame, never sell out, just do one thing. Loyally and I remain, I suggest you do the same. Again, foundation in the holy place. Trust a man with a run and trace. Shield of the king of kings with grace. Give your only thanks and praise. That is my fortune and my fame, never sell out, just do one thing. Loyally and I remain, I suggest you do the same.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasach!
Where does it come from? Kasach, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the baring of those teeth to the enemy. Kasach is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasach. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear Kasach, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white. And you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. Okay, that's just Kasach. The Hebrew statement is Rock Kasach. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasach Emos. The other word that goes with it, Emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had Emos in the Bible? David? Against Goliath? That's some serious Emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had him off. They go running out, right through a garrison of Philistines, to grab a cup of cool water, and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moth. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A moth means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get Kasach and a moth? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasach and a moth. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp, this is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasach, Amos. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasach, Amos, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. Yeah, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them.
Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock, Israel. Rock to sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock to sock, Israel.
Lehiot Chazak, Lehiot Amat, be strong and good courage, Chavarim. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam, be well. Hashem Yeshua.